It's a joy to have Nick Weldon with us tonight. He spoke at our men's fellowship, and it was just awesome. We've had a lot of different ones that's come to speak here at the Family Worship Center, but I have looked so forward to this. I appreciate the job that he's doing. I think as a church, we need to let him know right now that we're praying a covering over him. Would you do that right now? Lift your hands towards him right now. And in the name of Jesus, I pray the angels be encamped about him and cover him in Jesus' name. Amen. Children's church will be dismissed at this time, and the youth, and then we're going to bring him around. And I want you to give him a good welcome from the Fort Payne Family Worship Center.
Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. I appreciate y'all calling me. It means a lot to come here. We talked earlier about I wouldn't come for the last year. I wouldn't come anywhere in DeKalb County and preach anywhere in the last year. I believe in leaving God's house holy. Amen. Holy. I believe in leaving it holy. You'll bear with me tonight. I got a new Bible here. And not saying my old one's bad, because it's not. It's a loaded down with a lot of good stuff, amen, and it's holy. And it's going to go with me wherever I go. And when I get to God's house tonight, I loved what I seen. I seen a lot of young folks in here, amen. There's a lot of young folks running and dying and going straight to hell quicker than the old folks are. And I think about that when I was reading this week in Solomon. I was sitting there reading about the poles he put up. We call them poles here like we're building a barn. We call them the poles he put up. And he said, I put one up on the right named Jack Ean. Amen. He said, I put one on the left named Boaz. Amen. And if you don't know what Jack Ean means, it means God's strength. And Boaz means it's in it. If you don't have the strength of God in the house of God, you'll never move forward. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I love coming to God's house. I pray every day. And that's what we need to do. I tell you, right there in the book of... Oh, bear with me, Lord. Oh. I get ahead of myself a lot of times. But I tell you something I've been reading and been laying really hard on me. And all week long I've read in it in the book of Joshua. I've read it 7 different times this week, and I get something different out of it every time I read it. And it's a little lengthy here starting out. Just bear with me in Joshua in chapter 4. Amen. It says, and it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command you them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm. Amen. 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. I think about that, and I read about that, and I remember several years ago we would get together, and we'd get a stone, Brother Terry, as big as you could carry, and throw it upon your right shoulder, and hike to the top of that mountain right there, never stopping, never putting the stone down. It was a burden. We was carrying a burden. We was praying for people all night long. We'd sit up there, it sounded like a pack of howling coyotes, amen. You could hear it all the way down to Collinsville as we was praying for people we had on their mind. Well, I'm telling you, the holiness in the church has laid down on praying and toting the stone. And you may kick me out when I'm done. I've been kicked out before, amen. But right is right and wrong is wrong and hell is hot. I think about that one night I carried a stone. It hurt so bad I thought I was going to die myself halfway up the mountain. But I got to the top of that mountain. I'd never been there. And it was just hundreds of stones as big as you could carry had made a rock altar up there. And there was 4 of us. We never would let the next person drop his stone. And they was big. Like that. They probably weighed 250 pounds and we carried them from the bottom to the top of the mountain. And I read it here, and he says, take you 12 men and gather you 12 stones. Gather you 12 stones. He commands them to gather you 12 stones If you'll come on with me, he says in verse 5, and Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Hey, man, I told you that stone up there, and them stones had been there for 30 and 40 years. You walk into some of these churches, and you got very few people sitting in there in the pews and playing the piano that are elders. If you get to looking around, like I said, brother, like 2 weeks ago in the book of Revelation in chapter 3, it says, I'll leave you of little strength. Of little strength in those days, amen. We are in a time where we have little strength in the church house. We have little strength in the leadership of men and families and homes. We have grandchildren raising kids. Used to 40 years ago, amen, they'd drive 100 miles to pick your kids up, amen, to take them to church to make sure you didn't burn in the fires of hell. And I praise God somebody carried a stone for me. Brother Clint, somebody carried a stone for me. Brother Kevin, somebody prayed for you, Brother Kevin. Somebody got on their hands and knees and they toted that. They toted that grudge and they toted that burden and they got down, they prayed to God, you wouldn't burn in the pits of hell. And people need to stand up today and grab a hold of them a stone and go. Yeah, I'm telling you, I walked that night, amen, and my legs hurt so bad. But it ain't near the burden the man hung on the cross and died for me for. Blood hit the ground, every drop of it, for the sins I committed, for the sins you committed. So you could be here today, and you could breathe His air, you could step on His ground, and you could walk the step you wanted to walk, and you could be the man you wanted to be. We don't carry the stones. And we sure don't bear the burden that Jesus Christ bore. Oh. I may be a little lengthy tonight, and I'll try not, amen. It's been weighing on me hard. I read that over and over. I said I've read it 7 times. Amen, Brother Terry, and it led me to the 7 times that someone marched around the village of Jericho. Amen, they marched 7 times. And he said, don't speak a word. March the first time, don't speak a word. March the second time, don't speak a word. On to you march 6 times. Then the 7th time, you shall yell, and it shall fall. We got a whole lot of people that's being quiet. And they don't announce the Word of God. They don't preach the Word of God. They don't walk in the path a man should, talk the Word of God. And it says to be holy in the Word of God. Now, long before I became the sheriff, I was a child of God. Amen. Amen. And I'm still a child of God. I'm no different than anybody else. You know, I'm going to die the same way you are. But I'm going to die exactly knowing where my salvation is. Oh, let me get a sip of water here. Amen. Bear with me. In chapter 4, it says they lodged overnight. To move your stones to where you lodge overnight. You know, we go on all kinds of trips and we go on all kinds of vacations. And everywhere we go, there's a Bible sitting in the dresser. Have you seen it? Amen. You've seen it. I've seen it many a times. And I've never seen one in there that looked like it had been used. Amen. They all look brand new. I don't know if it's part of the cleaning process when you go somewhere that you open a clean Bible. But if you're going to lodge somewhere, whether it's at your house, it's at your workplace, or it's at your worshiping place right here, it had better be holy and in the name of God. I read on in here, and the Lord just kept leading me to something. He leads me to a lot of things, but I know it's the right path to take. Amen. Bear with me just 1 second. Over in chapter 7, I'll get there. I got a brand new Bible. And it's a little bigger, I guess, because I can't see in there as good maybe anymore. But my wife felt the need to get that for me. But, you know, something that... something that brought to my attention is in chapter 5 in Joshua in verse 13. We just learned that when they crossed over Jordan, that he told them to move the stones. And Joshua moves in as we're getting ready for Jericho, we just talked about. In chapter 5, verse 13, he says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. It's holy. It's holy, amen. When you go to church, you come to worship God. Amen. You don't talk about the boat trip you had last week. You come in the house of here and you worship God. Let me tell you, there's more grandparents raising their grandkids in this day and time, amen, than there's ever been in history. Amen. There's more kids over in our jail, you know, barely turned 18 than there's probably ever been in history. That's why I said, praise the Lord God Almighty. This room was full of young folks earlier. It's not something you see every day. But he says, lose thy shoe, it's holy ground. He's telling you right there. He's telling us all. He's commanding every one of us. Be holy. That's all I ask is be holy. I laid my life down for you, for your sins. Just be holy. And you know, when I read to be holy, today I broke my heart. I had to go out back and squall like a baby before I came up here. Amen. I was on the couch reading the Bible. My girl, she's not even 2 years old. Amen. She crawls up there on the couch with me. Got a big bookshelf. She crawls over and grabs the Bible. Amen. And says, amen. She may not know what she's reading, but God knows what she's doing. Amen. Because we live in a house that's holy, and we worship a holy God. Amen. I love my kids. I'd lay down my life for them. Will you be holy for yours? That's all he asks. Be holy. Be holy for my people. Be holy to me. And it's hard nowadays. People say it's hard to be holy. It's easy. It's easy to take a Sunday and go fishing. It's easy to take a Sunday and say, I'm sleeping in. I've been up all night. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, watch your kids see how holy you are, people. They see how holy you are. If I'd have been outside throwing rocks, that two-year-old girl would have wanted to go throw rocks with Daddy. But Daddy wants to go to heaven and he wants to take her with him. Amen. People, if you're raising kids today, you ain't got but one option. If you enter this house right here, if you enter your house, if you enter the workplace, you better be in a holy state of mind. Amen. You can scream till you're blue in the face. You can scream till you can't talk. But I'm going to tell you, amen, Kevin, I'm glad somebody carried a stone for me one time. Amen. And every man in here ought to feel the same way. Everybody in here ought to go carry a stone for somebody. We've got away from the old ways, the way people were holy. Amen. When 90-year-old women sat right there and they prayed and their fingers hurt, the ones in the back prayed over your grandkids. They prayed over the marriage that your kids was having. They sat right there and they got on their hands and knees and they cried out to God that their kids wouldn't go to hell because they was holy. Now I pray for each and every one of us. And I'm no different than any of you. We all carry the same burden. We all carry the same burden. We all bleed, amen, the same color because a man poured it out of his body for me and for you. If you read on in chapter 7, I'm not going to sit there and run scripture through you.
Lord knows I'm not the greatest reader in the world. And I'm not the greatest talker tonight, apparently. This is about 3 out of 5 nights for me, so I'm getting kind of hoarse. Amen. But I love revivals. Amen. I've seen a lot of people get saved in revivals. And I'll preach till I can't talk, and I'll carry a burden till I can't carry one no more. Because you don't give up on God. He don't give up on you. He just says, be holy. In chapter 7, in Joshua, they just come out of Jericho, amen. They just come out of there. They defeated them. They marched around it 6 times. They was obedient. They was lodging on holy ground, praying to God. They was on their face worshiping God, crying out to Him. He said, take my commandment and heed and be holy. You walk 6 times. The 7th time, I'll deliver thee. Amen. We got a lot of people in the church house. We got a lot of people at home. We got a lot of great people in this world that they're holy. Amen. But they'll still go fishing one Sunday a month. Amen. Amen. I'm telling it now. Now in chapter 7, some people go fishing. Now they want to take ah. They don't ask God. Amen. They don't go to the holy ground and they don't pray and they don't ask God to tell them what to do, to be with them. They just go and look and say, we got this. Look what we just took. We got this. So what? Amen, brother. Amen. So what? My kid sees me lay out 3 Sundays. Amen. So what? I drank 5 beers on Thursday night. I went to church on Sunday. But you wasn't holy. Amen. You wasn't holy. They said, we got this. We don't need His help. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men over there. We got this. Amen. 36 deaths later, they come running back, fearing for their lives, amen. Because they quit being holy. They quit turning to God. They said, we got it on our own. We don't need nobody carrying a stone. We got this. Amen. And they run with their tails tucked. And they run back, and they got beat by one of the smallest villages there was. Amen. One of the smallest to the right in the west. It says one of the smallest to the right in the west. But you know what? Amen. We got a forgiving God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, they wasn't a better sinner than me. Amen. And He saved my wretched soul. Amen. He gave me another chance. Amen. And Nick's going to stay holy. Amen. And I'll try not to keep you all night and bore you here. Over in verse 8, I want you to bear with me when I read this. I want you to lay with me here and I'll read this in chapter 8, verse 1. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has blessed me more than I'll ever deserve. More than I'll ever deserve. And the entire time I was out knocking on every door, it seemed like in 10 million miles, nobody called me. You know, you was on your own out there. And one day I told my wife I was going over to Cherokee County. And I said, you know, they had nobody call me about a revival or nowhere. I feel like it's the Lord, you know, guiding me to what He wants me to do. Because I give a lot of stuff up and I prayed hard. And the more I got that out of my mouth, and God knows, I was about to cross G Hill Bridge in Fort Payne and the phone rang. I said, can you come preach a revival? Amen. You better listen to Him when He's talking. Don't doubt Him and don't run into a village you can't take on your own. Because let me tell you what He's saying right there. He's saying the flesh is weak. Amen. He's saying your worst enemy is yourself. Amen. He's saying when you feel like you can handle it, you'll fall flat of your face. Amen. That's what He's saying. Without me, you are nothing. Amen. You are nothing. In chapter 80, He says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up into Ai. See, I have given unto the hand the king of Ai and his people, and his city and his land. and thou hast due to Ai and her king, as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take from a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. He gives them specific instructions when they call on him and ask for help. He said, I told you you couldn't do it on your own. And I'm telling you here today, people, I did not become a saved man, amen, and I don't live for God because Nick Weldon wanted to. Amen, I cried out to God. I got on my hands and knees, and I said, help me, please. You better ask, because you'll fail, amen, if you do it on your own. And praise God today. Bear with me here in chapter 8. I'm going to jump over to verse 6. It says, for they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they flee before us, as at the first. Therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city. For the Lord your God will deliver it unto your hand. Amen. That's strong right there, brother. You read into that. You won't do nothing. You won't make a successful business. You won't create a lifespan of money. Amen. You won't own a car lot. Amen. You won't retire. Amen. You won't own a barbershop. Amen. If the good Lord don't want you to, keep it holy. Praise God. Thank you so much. I could never, ever, ever, ever thank Him enough, Brother Terry, for what He drug me out of and for what He drug you out of. Hey, I know a lot of people in here. Hey, I know a lot of you's in there. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. They better be somebody toting some rocks for y'all. Amen. Amen. You know, I've been to some churches, praise the Lord, where there'd be 25 people in a congregation, amen. 8 or 10 elders, a few middle-aged people, a few kids, amen. And they'd give an altar call, and it'd flood the front. It'd flood the front. I'd go to some where nobody'd move. And you'd cry out to God. You'd fall on your face, Brother Terry. You know what I'm talking about. You'd fall on your face and say, God, what else do I need to do? Amen. What else do I need to do? You just keep it holy. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something here tonight. And praise the Lord, this has been working great. And the hardest trip you'll ever make is from there to here. Amen. But it's the best trip you'll ever make. Amen. And the reason it's the hardest trip you'll ever make is because you fall on your face like they did and all, and you said, I don't need you today. Amen. But you can't get here without Him. You know, I started telling people, and I'm going to tell you here tonight, if your feet can move, they need to be here in a minute. Amen. If you ain't got nobody to pray for, if you ain't got nothing to repent for, then pray for me. Amen. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your cousin. Pray for your kids that's circling the rim of hell right now. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm gonna cut her off here in just a second, I promise. I'm getting my voice back. Amen. I'm going to tell you, in 1 Kings 7 and 21, you ain't got to turn there, but this has been weighing heavy on me. It says, and he set up the pillars in the porch that we just talked about. Did you hear what them pillars stood for? Did you remember what them pillars stood for? Remember. The strength is right here in the house of God. The strength is in your house. You just got to keep it holy. If you care about your kids, if you care about your grandkids, if you care about the neighbor's kids that come over, you better have a holy house of God where you lay your head. In Psalms 96, it says, honor and majesty before thee, strength and beauty are in thee. Amen. What he's saying is, if you want anything, if you want beauty, if you want strength, if you want to see the majestic powers of heaven, you better come to me. Amen. But you can't get there if you ain't holy. Now, I won't keep going all night, Brother Terry. I would love for some ladies or something to come up here and at your will, sir, and open the altar. Like I said, if you ain't got nothing to pray for, you can come pray for me. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to about two more places in the next 5 days, and I can't do it on my own. Amen. You can get down here and pray for me, just like that man hung on his cross, and he bled for you. Amen. Because believe me, I'm going to pray for you. God knows I'm going to cry out for your kids. I'm going to cry out for everybody that breathes His air, because He only allows us to breathe it. So be holy. Be holy. Amen. Amen. Yes. Would you like to come up here, Brother Terry? You got something on your heart? Amen. I'll get my voice back. I got about 1,764 more pages. Amen.
Just hand me the pages. Amen. Would you stand? Come on. Rhonda's coming to the piano. I feel that this man spoke something that the Holy Spirit spoke into me 2 weeks ago. Amen. God, help me to be holy. Amen. Have you been praying that lately? That's what I've been praying. God, help me to be holy. I want us to gather around. You see, this brother's preached his heart out tonight. Amen. He can't even talk. He's preached so hard. But I want to tell you, if we're going to reach this generation for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to do our part. And I want to meet you in this altar tonight, and I want to pray that the Lord would help me to live a holy life before this generation that's coming on. I want to reach them. How about you? We got children. We got grandkids. We got neighbors that we need to reach for the kingdom of God. So if you would, just get out of your seat and make your way down and let's pray and let's cry out to God. And if you're here tonight and you're lost, you come right on. I want to tell you, God can save you on this Wednesday night at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. And you're coming and you're coming. I believe God's going to do something here in this altar here tonight. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe God is going to do something in this altar service here tonight. If you can't make it all the way down, find you some seats and kneel in those seats. My Heavenly Father's reaching down to you right now, and He's ministering to you. Oh, yes. God, help us to be holy. God, help us to live for You, to serve You, to be all that we can be in Your kingdom, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to reach this generation, our children, grandkids, all those, Lord, that we might live a life before them, that God, that would be pleasing to You. Help us to be the light of the world. God, use us, Lord, for Your glory, Your honor. Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God.